Last month, the UCF Knights stunned college football fans by beating the number 8-ranked Louisville Cardinals. This weekend, they take on the Houston Cougars in a highly anticipated homecoming game. I spoke to UCF head coach George O'Leary. He explained why he thinks his team is doing so well this season.
I think right now, as far as, you know, we've stayed healthy for the most part, which I think is a big part of the game, you know, injury-wise. And I think basically we have a team that plays, feeds off each other from a chemistry standpoint. And that's really helped us as far as we're a very young team, and I think that's helped a lot of the young players.
Looking back to the Louisville game, which I guess people would say is sort of the defining moment of the season, were you sort of expecting to get that kind of a win?
I think, you know, if a one game defined the tempo and the character of this team, it was that game from a, you know, never give up type attitude. And we were down 28-7 because of some mistakes we had made, but I thought the kids never gave up, and again, that's what it's about. We always talk about, you know, you practice and play the same way. They had an extremely good week in practice, and, you know, every time you cross that white line, it's game day, and I thought they went out there and they kept just doing what they need to be doing from an effort standpoint, and when you do that, usually good things happen, and football's a game of momentum, and that's what it turned out to be, a momentum game in the second half. I thought we dominated the line of scrimmage, and again, just kept pecking away and got that last score, which was a great play.
And when you talk about some of the missteps in the game, is it a measure of how good the team is that they can pick up and keep going and not get too rattled by those things?
Well, I think the poise of the football team in that game was outstanding. Obviously, it starts with your quarterback on offense. He kept his poise, and, you know, not everything went well the first couple of minutes of that game, but I thought we moved the ball down, and he made a mistake and threw a pick there, or else it would have been points there. But I thought he kept his poise, and I think there's a, you know, offensively there's a he's never been a captain, and he won't because he's a quarterback. They are a captain, and they're the coach in the field, and he's done a great job. The players believe in what he does, and we have a lot of others that are helping that out, you know, as far as being productive, whether catching or running the ball or blocking. And I think it's just well chemistry team as far as offense concerned, led by a guy, Blake Bortles, who is productive and is like most good quarterbacks in today's day and age. He can take a bad play and make a good play out of it.
When you talked before about the fact that you're at this point now, not too many injuries, and that's kind of a good place to be, is that something you build into the strategy, or is that just partly a matter of luck?
Well, I don't know if it's luck. I think conditioning is a major, major point in this program. I think the weight coach deserves a lot of that credit from conditioning is concerned. And I think we have some depth. It's young. Right now, I think the Connecticut game, we had something like 23 either freshmen or redshirt freshmen in the game at some time. So, again, I think kids are getting an opportunity to play, which is great for morale. And we just continue rolling that way. But you know, I speed and luck go hand in hand. We have speed, and luck is following it right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to stay with you for the rest of the season?
I can't tell. I did that, I'd be in Vegas.
Now, after that game, the Knights ranked 23 in the BCS, and the game also had 2.2 million viewers at the time, and it was the highest-rated ESPN broadcast of the season. Is this putting a lot of pressure on the players, do you think?
No, I think it's great for the school. I think you could spend all the money that we spend on marketing, whether as a university or an athletic department, that you want. Nothing beats the national TV on ESPN. That goes throughout the whole country, and you know, from California to Florida saw the game, and I think the reaction was pretty much the way it should be. It's a UCF. I don't think anybody has to ask what the initials stand for anymore. They know what they stand for, and that's our brand, UCF. And I think it was great for the players, great for everybody, and great for our fan base. I think the big thing we got to do now as a fan base is understand that we have a game, not who we're playing, and we have still too much of that going on. We have a great base as far as fans are concerned. There's still too many fringe people out there that are alumni or fans of the program that need to understand that, you know, attendance at the game is how they pay respect to the players. Mm-hmm. And because the players do respond to that.
The conference you're in now, is it tough enough for the team you've got? Would you think about maybe moving to a tougher conference like the ACC or the SEC if your team continues to have seasons like this?
Well, I don't know. I think that's an administrative decision as far as where we go. But I think there's no question the exposure we're getting from the American is better than anything we've had to date since I've been here. And as far as any time you can be on some form of ESPN, I think it does wonders for your program. More people get a chance to see you. And I think that's what it's all about. Is two things happen when you play on national TV. You either get great exposure or you get exposed, one or the other.
Now, it looks like you might have a primetime game when you host Houston as well. Are you worried that the spotlight might get to the players there? I mean, is that something you go into talking to them about?
Not
it? Or
really. What we do is, right after the middle of the season, I said we have 6 one-game championship games left. And we have only one goal. That's to win the conference championship each and every year. So they never lose sight of that goal. And they know that every game right now is, you know, very few football teams can really control their own destiny. We have an opportunity to do that by winning each and every game and getting what we want, a conference championship and the best bowl we can go to.
What about the war on I-4? Do you think this is the year that UCF finally gets to put that to rest?
I don't know. A lot of our fans make more of a bigger deal of that game. That's just a game for me, and we got a bunch of other conference games to play before then, but obviously, because of the locale and the distance, that becomes a very big game in the program. But it won't be a very big game in the program till the week we play them. We got a lot of other games that we have to take care of, and I don't get concerned about that game until we have to game plan and see what they're about, which right now is not in my eyes.
What about your players? Do they get hyped up by that kind of rivalry? Does it help them?
Well, I think the week we play, they get riled up because a lot of teammates are on the same teams and that type of thing. But I think they treat each game as they're supposed to treat it, as a season. And, you know, they won't get involved in that South Florida game until the week of the game. And I think that's the way it should be. That's the way we are in the program. They worry about, we got 3 or 4 other games before that one, and we got to do well in those games.
The Knights haven't historically had names on the backs of their jerseys. Is this the year that could change?
No, there's no names. We have one name on one jersey. It says team, and it hangs in their locker room. As I tell the players, if you're a good enough player, they know who the number is and who the kid is. And so if you're on the sideline, get on the field, they'll find out who your number is.
Now, this is your 10th season with UCF. Is this the best season you've had?
We've had good seasons. We've had a couple of 10-win seasons here now and one 11-win season. So, you know, we've had good teams and good players, but I don't even get involved in that until the end of the year and see where we stand as far as we've had better defenses. We've had better in some individual athletes. But overall, it's not the individuals that win games. It's the team. It's a we game, not a me game. And I think this team thoroughly understands the we part of that.
Just one final question, if I may. There's been quite a lot of talk in the NFL and a little bit in the college football as well about safety. What do you make of that whole debate?
I think the targeting rule has got out of whack. I think targeting, to me, is a very simple read as far as on the field where you're setting somebody up for contact. If it's within the play of the game and it's bang bang, it's hard to call that targeting. I think targeting to me is when you got someone sitting back waiting for a kid across field and he's just lining them up for a hit, not a bang bang play. And I think we got to get on the same page with some of the ones that have been called targeting throughout the country, and that's what actually we're wanting to get done with this, because obviously you got to protect the players.
That was George O'Leary, the head coach of the University of Central Florida's football team.